out of all the transgenders and the trainees and the Illuminati occultic little boys that they castrate and turn them into female figures and all this, the one that really upsets me the most, like, I still cannot believe it, but yet I see the evidence, is Marilyn Monroe. How would you feel if you found out what seemed to be the prettiest girl ever is a freaking man, you know, born a boy? But when you start going through all these proofs and this evidence, it's pretty much undeniable. The most obvious proof is the arc in the back. A man's arc in his back versus a female's, there's quite a difference, and you can obviously tell. This would be the angle on a male or a man's backside right here. What blows my mind, they were conducting their wicked deceptions back in the 50s and the 60s. See, I didn't realize the whole transgender abomination till I found out Michelle Obama was really a man. And then you find out that singer Pink, she's obviously a man. She has a man's body. And then you start digging deeper and, you know, Jennifer Aniston, there's very disturbing proof that she started out in life as a young boy. You know, how deep does the conspiracy get? The grand conspiracy as far as the trainees and these sodomites and their abominations, this wicked occultic crap they're doing. The grand finale is right here, Marilyn Monroe.